Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore Lake of Superior. This is the phenology report for the week, December 11th. My name is Brooke, and I am your phenologist for this week. The most skilled writer probably could not have come up with a better storyline than what happened this week. An employee at Duluth Coffee Company opened the roaster door and removed a snowy owl. That's right. This white owl from the snowy north fell 30 feet down the chimney. Fortunately, she was later released unharmed. Her new name? Mocha. The Northland has been experiencing what is called an eruption of owls. We noticed many owls near our house, in town, and at our school. Great gray owls have been seen this week by many locals, and sadly one was found dead on the road near school. Lydia Maeve and her family documented the call of an eastern screech owl at Hawk Ridge. Some owls are rarely seen at all. One of them is the hawk owl. Mr. Schutte reported a hawk owl sitting on the basketball backboard at recess on Wednesday. So our class went out to observe the rare owl. It has a neat, horizontally striped pattern on its stomach. It sported a white necklace too. It had a long tail, had fast flight, and pointed wings, more like a hawk than an owl. But it still had a facial disc like owls have. It always landed on a high perch, including the tetherball pole, hockey arena light pole, and pine tree tops. One would think the noisy kids at recess would have frightened it away. Yet, it stayed around and even hunted. Several people watched it catch and eat mice. It swooped to catch a mouse on the snow using its talons and carrying it to the top of a power pole, then tore pieces from it. But other larger owls swallow their prey whole. On Sunday, Signe noticed a barred owl perched in a pine tree at her house. And Jocelyn spied a huge great horned owl in the woods up the North Shore. When Signe was out with her family looking for their Christmas tree, they saw the deer carcass they put outside have been munched on because they discovered fox and wolf prints close by. Jocelyn also spotted a bald eagle on Monday, scavenging along the road by school. Svea has observed an owl at her house in the pine trees that kept staring at her little dog like he would make a good snack. It was probably watching a little mouse. This week, we experienced more frigid cold. Ari's sandbox is frozen solid. Amber was able to skate at the Portman outside rink in Lakeside. Finally, over this weekend and into the beginning of the week, we received a few inches of snow. On Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning, Jocelyn measured about 3.2 inches of snow on the school ground. On Wednesday, it snowed between 5 inches to 1 foot in place measured at the students' houses and at school. The snowflakes are amounting to more and more snow throughout the week. Due to all the fresh snow, Layson had discovered many mouse tunnels in the snow around his house. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.